Welcome to the What's the Deal Cuz podcast show. I'm your host, AZ Shan.
And I'm Dre Chili.
Today's topics are Kanye for president, August Alsina, and a number of other things that's taking place in black media. So let's get into it.
Right. So, hey, Kaz, let me go ahead and get your thoughts and opinions on Kanye West running for president. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, man, you know how I really don't particularly care for Kanye West. At least the I call it Kanye 2.0, because, you know, when he came out with his first album, College Dropout, he was a different Kanye than he is now. He just damn crazy right now. So in my opinion, I feel as though it's just ridiculous, honestly. I can't believe he's even trying to tweet some bullshit like that, just being completely 100. Like, not knocking him as a rapper. I know people really love him, especially the white community. They like really love Kanye for some reason. I really don't understand why, because he's been crazy after that damn album that I just talked about. Yeah, I mean, I, you know, not knocking his talent or whatever, but that's crazy. Like, he's clinical. Like, it's been proven, you know, that he's crazy. And I don't understand why people are even listening to this. It was just like another day, you know, just waking up and it's like, okay, more craziness from 2020. That's what I pretty much chalked it up as. But honestly, to give you my full opinion, it's really just crazy, because I feel like he's going to try to take away from people that really at this point need to be kind of voting a certain type of way, you know, in this next election. And I feel like he's going to take away votes that, if he's serious, that could go towards better candidates than his ass, you know. What's your thoughts?
I think it's a complete joke. It's a complete farce. No serious third party would pick him up. I don't care whether it's the Green Party or, you know, the, what's the name of that other party outside of the Green Party? You got the Green Party and the Libertarians party.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody would basically pick this guy. It's a complete joke. And what a lot of people fail to realize that, you know, you have a lot of think tanks that are basically behind a lot of presidents or candidates that have the potential to be an actual serious candidate. And Kanye West is just pretty much like a mascot, a gimmick. I know he just signed a couple of big endorsement deals as it relates to like his sports apparel company. And, you know, he still got the Yeezy gym shoes and stuff like that. But in my opinion, I just think certain people need to just kind of, as the old saying goes, kind of stay in their lane. Nobody would even take that serious. Like you said, it's clearly something's going on in regards to the mental upstairs and up top. For the most part, it's just news of the day. It's trending of the day. It's the topic of the day, you know, but I don't think anybody seriously would even take him serious in regards to, like I said, putting him up or putting together an actual campaign and, you know, collectively coming together. Well, you know, hey, you got some people there that might just do it for the clout and shit like that. But to be honest with you, I think most people, why would you want to be associated with that type of shit show and circus unless you're gonna, you know, get something out of it? In terms of, like, it's idyllic. Oh yeah, it's idyllic, don't get me wrong. It's some idyllic cool shit to do if you got like a clothing company and look at it this way, like, okay, I could put this mascot or this clown ass dude, you know, in my shit and then basically get more sales by Kanye for president. But oh yeah, by the way, you see this sports jacket that he has on or something like that. But
yeah,
as it relates to like, you know, yeah, exactly. Big coonery. Big, you know, I didn't want to just come out right and just kind of like shit on the guy. But you have a lot of white conservative think tanks that'll be like, who is this black Negro? You know, he needs to stick to that. What is it, that blaring rap music that a lot of those
Well, that's the thing I don't understand. Like, okay, anytime any other people that's in the media, black people, use their platform for political shit, you know, people like to be like, well, stay in your lane. It like almost like if you're a basketball player and you speak out on anything, they're basically like, well, you get paid to dribble ball, so you need to stay in your lane. But when it comes to Kanye West, for some reason, they don't keep that same energy. I just don't understand.
Well, did you see his goofy ass? Remember when his goofy ass was in the Oval Office? I mean, and he was in the Oval Office, and it was just basically, what was actually more funny to me is the fact that when they specifically asked Donald Trump, they said, what was the purpose of this meeting? And he got up and he said, just lunch. We were having lunch, like, meaning that it was along the lines when Donald Trump said, you know, the whole purpose in the meeting of, and, you know, unfortunately, Jim Brown who, you know, is elderly now and at one point as a serious civil rights activist was up there with him. And it's kind of like, you know, it was one of those situations to where Donald Trump just basically shitted on both of them because, you know, he said, what was the purpose of this meeting? Oh, it was just two good friends of mine wanting to have lunch. You know, it was no particular political agenda. So the news know that Kanye West is no real viable threat. I mean, like I said, you have to have corporate lobbyists behind you. You have to have, you know, people that are used to putting together an actual political campaign, people, you know, that can literally, you know, lobby and get things changed and, you know, put together pieces of legislation that you can, you know, run on. But that's neither here nor there. That's my thoughts on Kanye West for president.
Well, I just wanted to touch on lastly that people feel like anybody is better than Trump. You know what I'm saying? But I think that there's danger in that line of reasoning because, for example, you have a bunch of other celebrities or wannabe celebrities that have tried to run for office, you know, and some of them actually have gotten political positions, like Arnold Schwarzenegger comes to mind when I think of that. Like, nobody was thinking about this person being governor at any point when he was making the Terminator movies and shit. Like, nobody was like, oh, he's going to be the governor of California one day. Like, nobody said that crap, you know? And I mean, he didn't do a terrible job, I suppose. I really don't know because I didn't look all into his politics or whatnot when he was governor of California. But there's danger in stuff like that because, like, I don't know if you watched that series on Netflix called Tiger King, but you have crazy rednecks like him that was trying to run for office and different little crap. And then, you know, you got people like, I think even like Waka Flocka, you know, back in the day tried to run for something. I can't remember. But it's like you just letting anybody with a stupid platform have some type of voice. And I think that there's danger in that in terms of like turning votes and whatnot. I mean, it's like, okay, let's say Kanye West doesn't actually run for president, but it's like he's gonna have more people behind him, like, yeah, you know, we could have a better president and somebody like him than Trump. And that, and the line of rationale behind that is like, well, I don't like Biden, I don't like Trump, so I'm just not gonna vote. And he just furthers that line of thinking, I feel like. And I just think, like, we don't need to hear from Kanye West. He needs to go back in the shadows somewhere, back in his little closed off penthouse or whatever the hell. Take his medicine,
clinical medicine.
Go back to Kim in that penthouse or in that damn compound that you live up in California, and just chill out somewhere, because then nobody even called for you. Nobody sent for you. So why are you here? Like, you know, that's how I feel about that.
Nonetheless, moving right along, let's switch topics. What are your thoughts and opinions? You know, as we previously touched on August Alsina, you talked about how he had a new album out. He's been in the news media lately as it relates to an open marital affair, it seems, with Jada Pinkett Smith. You know, what's your thoughts, your general thoughts on August Alsina and that whole situation and things of that nature?
Well, my thoughts are this. Like, I was here for his little music album when it came out. But now he got me over here looking halfway like side-eyeing, like, I don't know about this album right here, because every time I listen to a song, I'm be thinking, oh, is this one about Jada Pinkett Smith and all this type of stuff. I just think it's crazy because, you know, not really because he has sex with her, supposedly. I think it's even crazier that, one, she would even be checking for, like, August Alsina, first and foremost, like, you know, if you was going to try to cheat on Will Smith, you would think you would choose like somebody like Idris Elba or somebody that's fine, somebody that make this make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about that. Like, they don't make any sense. Like, you basically want to have sex with boys, you know, or your son's little friends, you know? So that's crazy to me. One, that she would even entertain August Alsina, because it just don't even seem like he would even be her type at all. Like, what you think?
Well, you know, me personally, I try to stay away from all of that kind of shit. I mean, we're talking about it because it's trending. I personally don't give a fuck who she fucking or who he's fucking. I didn't get the pussy order money. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Well, the reason why I think it's interesting is, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, because I feel as though, just keeping it 100, I'm looking at Will Smith sideways, because what kind of man lets they woman have another man around and have sex with them? Like, what's
well, really shit. I mean, he probably don't give a shit about the broad at this point. I'm gonna be honest with you. You gotta think. He been with her. You know, he ain't had that since 1996, I believe. And the man, you know, then he probably been doing everything as a manager, you know, that you can imagine. So he figured, shit, that's less headache for me. Let her go deal with the younger guy. You know, he can be the companionship, whatever the f- she might need, you know, spiritually, emotionally, and even physically. You know, if Will Smith, after his back right now, if anything, she becomes a distraction and more of a disturbance. And he probably is under mindset, just leave me the f- alone. I can care less what you do with that boy. Just don't want my money.
I don't know about that because, like, you know, from the jump, if you watch the Red Talk Table, whatever little show that she got with her kids, I watched a few episodes of that, and it seems like he was the main one that wanted to get married from the jump. Like, she was the one that was like, nah, I'm just trying to be out here. I'm just trying to mess around. You know, I'm not really about that marriage life. It wasn't until I think she got pregnant, and then she was like, well, shoot, maybe I do want a family. I want my kids to have some kind of stability. But, like, he was always, like, second rate, probably the backup, you know, like the rebound. Like, he was the one that wanted the relationship, the marriage, and all that more than her. And she talks about that, and he admits it on the show. So that's why I don't know if I altogether believe that it's all about, well, you know, I think he's trying to keep her happy, and you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, times change and people change. He might have, you know, went into a relationship feeling like that, like maybe, you know, she was in a better position than him, such as, you know, the relationship itself. It's like the old saying, you know, a man value ages with him. So, you know, meaning hence, as a man gets older, his value, you know, increases, and vice versa. As a, you know, I'm not trying to sound sexist or anything, but it's usually opposite for most women, or some women in quotation marks. You know,
I don't know if I fully agree with that.
Well, he might have, yeah, you know, that's a whole nother episode.
Well, this is the thing. This is what I wanted to get into, because this is why I wanted to talk about it, because I don't want to start no rumors, because I don't know anything, you know, shoot. But I feel as though she got some secrets on his ass, you know, because my thing is, who lets they, I don't care what kind of relationship, how you laying it down, you're not going to let your woman be out here just effing anybody, you know. You're gonna, and if he's going, because all the celebrities have sex with each other, like, that's a known thing, like, they all get it in. And I mean, this is the same couple that had, like, sex parties, you know, where they be doing sex swings and having folks over. So my thing is, like, either A, they got bored with that shit, and they was just like, well, shoot, let's try some new stuff, or she got a couple of skeletons about him. Like, you know, maybe he liked a little finger up the booty or something like that.
Maybe so. I mean, shit, you figure you've been together that long. I mean, what is the broad going to say about him that she wouldn't be saying about herself? That's how you got to look at it.
That's true.
So, you know.
That's why she didn't say nothing.
Right, you know, and that kind of shit. I mean, to be honest, on the other end, let's talk about August Alsina on that tip. I mean, if she gave you the pussy, you should have been game planning for a couple of extra dollars. You know what
right.
I mean? On top of that, you don't go and
mess your own money up.
This situation, yeah, and you f***ing up a couple of dollars. Because if you would have played your hand right, you know, you could have parlayed that into a couple of bit rolls and a few films. You know, you could have finessed that whole, you know, situation. But, I mean, most people, you know, as the old saying
goes,
he got
in his feelings.
Man, loose lips sink ships, and, you know, yeah, like you said, shit, if you and your feelings about the broad didn't have better. But I, to be honest with you, though, in my opinion, cuz, I don't think Will Smith really give a fuck about the broad, you know, as much.
That's your opinion. Okay, well, I do think, like, he was messing his own money up. Cuz, you know, let's just be real. Like, I mean, people going to download this little album just because of this whole controversy or whatever. But nobody was really thinking about him and his music until he came out with that information, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, like you were saying, he messed his own self up with his own little money down the line, because, you know, you had a sweet situation. But I honestly feel like it's something about them, that Jada Pinkett and that damn Erykah Badu, they must got that coochie catchers, you know what I'm saying?
Well, especially got that damn Erykah Badu. I don't even look at her Twitter profile. I say, I don't even want to get, don't even look at her Twitter or none of that shit. I don't, yeah, voodoo or something.
She be putting that damn Baduism on their ass, all right.
Having that. Yeah, that was her third album, some shit like that. So yeah, you're right.
She even had a damn perfume she came up with that supposedly smell like her coochie. And I'm like, you know what? I might have to try some of that because I don't know, because she be having these dudes out here.
Oh, pheromones or some shit. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know, something about them. They got these Negroes out here acting crazy. They just, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. You know. But like I said, well, this reminds me of one of them situations from back in the day where that dude, I think he was like a singer on American Idol. Paula Abdul gave him the and this stupid goes out and writes a book and all this old shit.
Oh wow.
You know, the bra was really choosing up on him, gave him a couple dollars and all this old shit. I think he was trying to extort the broad out of a couple million, but she was given, I think he got like 100 racks out of her or something like that.
Oh, dang.
But it is what it is.
All right, what's on the next topic of the discussion? Hello.
Let's go ahead and talk about the Washington Redskins name change. What's your thoughts and opinions on that? The Washington Redskins, which is the football team of Washington, D.C.
You know what? I'm all for it. You know, I understand the rationale behind it because – literally it's based off of old racist view of Native American people. I'm all for it, basically. I don't really have too many opinions on it because I don't really know what they're changing it to. It's a good move. I mean, I see a lot of these companies making these fake ass, like, oh, we want to be PC now, you know, type of moves. But I think that this is one of the things that's important to do, because it's almost like when we were talking about the Aunt Jemima stuff is based on these racist views of a people that need to change in order for other people outwardly to see them in a different light.
I'm in total agreement with you on that. Everything you just said, you know, for years, the team owner, I believe he's a Jewish guy by the name of Daniel Snyder, has been pressed to change the team name for years, and he's steadfast on not changing it. So it is what it is. As a lot of people might know or might not know, I don't really fuck with the NFL ever since the whole incident with Colin Kaepernick went down. Haven't really tuned in to any of the games, you know, for any significant portion. You know, I might watch a highlight here and there, but as it relates to the NFL, I haven't felt it since 2016 and probably won't, you know, continue to watch it or anything like that. But I want to wish everybody the best of luck with that in regards to getting that name changed, because I do believe it's a derogatory name. The 4th of July just passed, and you figure, hence, you know, everything that happened to the Native Americans, it was, you know, hypocritical, because check this out. That was one of the grievances that they filed and they sent to the King of England. You know, the fact that they were not able to expand westward of Mississippi and trade with the Native Americans, or basically slaughter more Native Americans and steal their corn, their tobacco and indigo and shit like that, and their harvest or crops that they had been harvesting over for the winter months and things of that nature. So I'm all for the team changing its name and the Native American tribes and people getting, you know, true dignity and justice as it relates to some being derogatory towards them.
Well, I guess what I would say to that is also, you know, when I was saying what should they change it to, I mean, like, the word redskin is like a racial term, you know, like the same as like red bone or whatever. So I think that, you know, whatever original tribe or tribes that was in that region, that's what they probably need to change it to, the Washington, whatever that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, yeah, like pay actual homage to whatever particular tribe that were in that particular region. But nonetheless, yeah, the NFL is one big hypocritical league. It's ran by a bunch of bigots, in my opinion. So like I said, man, I wish everybody the best of luck in getting Daniel Snyder to change that team's names. But I was going to say, it's going to come down to the corporate dollars and the corporate sponsors. It goes back to what you were just saying, that everybody wants to take this political correctness approach, but until the corporate sponsors FedEx, because FedEx is hence on the naming rights to where the Washington Redskins play at, until the corporate dollars say, hey, you have to change this name, otherwise we reserve our right to pull any type of endorsement deal or advertising dollars that we have associated with your team. It's the money that stops the bullshit.
Well, I think I had read that FedEx is the one that had initiated that. So that's why it's on the table right now for it to change, and it's moving forward with that. But I think that, honestly, the NFL, I think that they just thought that they was too big to fail at one point in time. And, you know, even though all these studies are showing that less parents are putting their kids in football, so you're going to have less recruitment efforts and whatnot in the future for the future of the NFL. They're also talking about people in our age group, like you touched on before, we don't really watch full games, you know? We pretty much only watch the highlights. So that feeds into their numbers kind of dwindling. And honestly, like the Super Bowl not having as much viewership as in previous years and whatnot. So all this Black Lives Matter stuff that's taking place is just furthering the fact that, like, they need to really come to terms with these racial issues within the NFL, because otherwise, you know, probably at least 30 years from now, maybe within less time than that, there might not be a NFL, or it might look more like the
MLB,
Major League Baseball. Yeah. So it's going to look more and more like the Major League Baseball, where it's like it's still there, but it's nowhere near at the levels it was in terms of popularity in the country. And everything is kind of moving more towards basketball because of that. So basketball is becoming like that sport that's going to take NFL's place. And basketball is a sport where they have their problems and whatnot, but they're actually doing a little bit more to own up to some of these different things that's taking place. Maybe not a whole lot more, but somewhat more, so they don't have as many issues or controversies attached to them like the NFL does.
Very true. Well, the NBA to me is a players' league. They are the most visible, you know, in terms of like athletes, and this is why, hence, you know, a lot of the NBA players have a major voice, and fortunately, a lot of them are starting to use a lot of platforms such as, you know, podcasting, or having their own YouTube web series and things of that nature, to where they can give their thoughts and opinions on various issues that relate to them. And the reason why I respect a lot of the NBA players that are willing to speak up and take a stand against racism, you know, inequality and things of that nature, is because if you think about it, they could technically just retire to the bubble and the confines in which they are usually in. I don't think people realize just how hard it is to get access to the average NBA player. I'm not even talking about a superstar player. I'm talking about an average NBA player. They really do live in a bubble. And if they really wanted to just confine themselves to being relegated to just basically staying within that bubble and never, you know, touching on anything that might be controversial or anything like that, they very well could. So I commend any NBA player that basically stands up.
So let's just close it on out, cuz.
What's the deal, cuz? We'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to like, subscribe to us on all platforms where you guys can listen to your podcast. I'm Dre Chili.
And I'm AZ Shen.
Thanks for tuning in.